Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall forever be upon my lips. You are blessed and highly favored. My name is Ann Strickland, and you're tuned into the Principles of Prosperity, and we are breaking the stronghold of poverty in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, because the Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, wants us to prosper. He said, I give you the power and the ability to get wealth to establish my covenant. So start thinking wealth. Start thinking covenant. Start knowing that God wants you wealthy. For kingdom business, that you'll be blessed to be a blessing to all the nations of the earth are blessed. So I want to welcome all of you who's listening, who's under the sound of my voice, or who will be listening later. And I want you to tell your friends and neighbors and relatives about this program. They can just listen at any time, any place. This is worldwide. So I encourage you to share the word, share the word. We share the word about a lot of things. Share a word about the good news of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Tonight, we're going to be talking about salvation is your key to financial kingdom living, which is where we're supposed to be right now. But we're moving into it because we're learning. It's the truth that we know that's going to set us free to get into the position we're supposed to be in here on earth as it is in heaven. Kingdom living. So salvation opens the door to your right to kingdom living. When you received Jesus into your life and made him Lord, kingdom living or the good life on this earth became your inheritance. Your inheritance. So you have inherited kingdom living. You may not have known that. You might have thought, well, now when I die, I'm going to heaven. But the word says, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So you're going to have kingdom here on earth, or you're supposed to have kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what the programs are all about. That's what my call on this earth is about, to introduce you and make you know and let you know and help you learn about who you are and whose you are. You are a child of the King Almighty God if you gave your life to Jesus or came through Jesus to God, because you can't get to God without coming through his Son, his only begotten Son. And he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. So life on this earth became your inheritance. You're no longer a person without hope, love, and success. You're blessed and highly favored by God and man. That's what the Word of God says. Because it says, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. No lack, no sickness, no poverty. Peace, love, joy, prosperity, wealth, overabundance. So you don't have to wait for physical death to come upon you and for you to spend eternity with your Heavenly Father to have a good life. You can now spend this life on earth with his spirit living inside of you, glory to God, and having a great life. And after you've finished the work that he has for you on earth, then you can enter into the heavenly kingdom forever. See, you're not here just to wait to die. You're here with a purpose. God has put a special gift in you. There's something special in you that is going to represent him here on this earth. You have a gift, and wealth follows every God-given gift. So search yourself, search your spirit, search your mind, and start thinking. Don't look around at what you see. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you your purpose here on earth, because you have a purpose. God put a special purpose in everybody, and they're not the same. So you don't have to envy somebody because they're great singers. You don't have to envy somebody because they're bankers and can handle money. You don't have to envy somebody because they can fly jet airplanes. You have your special gift in you. So there's no room for envy. They say, God, what is it that I'm here for? Because you are here for a special purpose. Because God hasn't wasted any time or people. You're not wasted. The precious Holy Spirit is within you to guide you and teach you the perfect will of God for your life, so that you can have heaven on earth. You know, too many people think the salvation stops at keeping us from going to hell. Salvation is the beginning of the best life here on earth. That's what salvation is about. So you've been promised through the Word of God that if you obey, believe, have faith, and he says no good thing will he withhold from you as you walk uprightly before him. So as you are walking uprightly before God and have chosen to serve him, get excited. Get excited, because success is whatever you put your hands to do. So he has put greatness in you, on the inside of you. Whatever it is that you enjoy doing is what the Most High has given you, and that equals your success. So come in agreement. Receive the Word of God. Receive it. He is with you. Jehovah Shammah says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you. As you seek him, he will direct your steps. And he doesn't want you to lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, consult him, ask him, and follow him. Because with our own understanding, we look around and think of, and talk to other people and decide and think, and they give us all their opinions, and then we receive that. But they're thinking, and it's totally, might be totally against God's will for your life. But you've received and accepted all of that, and then there you are, missing what God has for you. But now is the time. Now is the time for you to change and move and go forward. I'm seeing a move of God now like I've never seen before. He's networking people together, and it is totally exciting. Totally exciting. Because people you never even... You're not out looking for people. You're going to different places, or you're seeing different things, and people are coming across your path, and you have a conversation, and you start knowing that you have some connection with this person somehow. It might be through a business. It might be through a telephone call. All kinds of ways I see God bringing people together. It was just like the other night when I went to this black and white formal affair. It was awesome. It was very nice. I met this lady. We didn't know each other. She came to my class that Saturday, and we knew we were supposed to be together. My class is the Healing School of Financial Prosperity. She came, she heard the scriptures and the lesson, we prayed, and we talked afterwards, and we know, she said, I'll be next Saturday. because they have four weeks, and the classes are free. But she came, and I didn't expect it. This was Friday night that I met her. There she was Saturday morning out there. And she had to come all the way from West Oak Lane. But she came. She knew, she said, I knew I had to be here. And that's how God is networking people. And as you think, watch who he's bringing across your path. He's bringing people across your path because this is our time now to move out and into the wealthy place. So now means not in the way by and by. It's the present time. Because it's a time that God is calling the body of believers to move into their rightful position in this world. And we can do it by coming into agreement with the word of God. So there are many promises from God that we're not taking advantage of. But the time is now. So we are without excuse. All kinds of avenues have been opened for us to learn and know the whole truth. So as I say over and over again, now even if you can't read, you can listen and learn. The word's being preached all over the place. And faith, this is what Pastor Darian Thomas is teaching and speaking on now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can't see it, but you know it's going to happen. And faith is believing and trusting God, because without faith, you can't please God. So have faith and walk in confidence that he says, what he says will surely come to pass. That's why he says to you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, not when you receive it, but when you pray, believe then that you receive it, and that's when you'll have it. That's where faith, you're believing now. Now, faith is. So you believe in God. You believe in what he says. He says whatever things you desire when you pray. So the greatness and the gift that he has put in your, the gift that you have, you start using it. God, I can make this. I can do this. And watch what happens. Watch what happens. Faith. And get excited about what God is doing through you. Because you're his representative here on earth. No matter how small or how large it is. It might be something simple. Just something to help other people. But that's a gift. So everybody's not going to be out in public. Someone has to be watching the stuff. It's just like when David and his soldiers, they had to go out to fight, but there are other people who had to stay back. They were just as important as the people who had to go out on the line to fight. They were just as important. So you're just as important in wherever God has placed you to be. You're extremely important. So understand that and know that. You don't have to be out front and people cheering you on. And what happens, and what we're learning, what we know, that the people out there who's being cheered on, somebody had to be out there helping them to get to that position. So just be grateful for whatever position God has you in the name of Jesus. No envy. Get rid of any envy and jealousy. Get that out of you. Get that out of you. I'm telling you. So now is the time to start taking hold of your circumstances with confidence, knowing that you have been promised to succeed. I love it. We are to possess the land. But God is with us. He has given us the land. We just have to lay hold of it. First you start thinking it. That's mine. I own this property. I own these lands. You start thinking of what you would like to have. Start thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you have to start thinking. all the promises of the Bible are yes and amen. So God has made for us to become bold. Bold. So I become bold in knowing whose we are and what belongs to us. 1 John 5:14-15, which I've said before, Matthew 18:18-19, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So when are you going to start living heaven on earth? Say now. Say now. I'm starting to live heaven on earth. Start saying, I'm a winner. Start saying, wealth and riches are in my house. Start saying, I'm blessed and highly favored. Start saying, whatever I put my hands to do, I shall succeed and prosper. Start saying, I am the head and not the tail. You know, when you think of it, how many times have you thought negative things about yourself? Most of the time, I can't do this. I can't go there. I can't have this. I can't. I don't have enough. All that stuff, get that out of your vocabulary. Change your speech. Start knowing that you can have whatever it is you want. You want to go on a vacation. You want to have a good time. You want to travel the world. You want to see great things. You want to do things. You want to be able to help people. So I said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Start saying it. Say it. See, because you shall have what you say. That's right. And as a child of Almighty God that you've given your life to him, you can't fail. You can't fail. Any time a negative thought comes into your mind, it's not from God. It's not from God, it's from Satan. So rebuke that negative thought and speak out loud the positive. Speak it out. Put it in the atmosphere. I just learned a few weeks ago. You know, the atmosphere really doesn't know. It's not going to correct. It only takes and handles what you say. So you put it in the atmosphere because you shall have what you say. And I'm going to say this over and over again so people who can hear this and understand, you shall have what you say. If you say, I can't do this, I can't go in a place, I can't have a vacation, I can't, then you're not going to have it. But if you start saying, I can have a vacation, I can have a good time in the summertime, because this is a time when a lot of people want a vacation. Then you think, well, I don't have the money. So don't go there. Just start speaking it in. Start speaking it in the name of Jesus. Start saying things you want to do and want to have. Speak in what you have. Number five, there's no poverty in heaven. Streets are made of gold. You know, some Christians get upset seeing people of God living a lifestyle of prosperity. Isn't that sad? I heard the people say the other day, oh, that pastor, all he wants is this. What? If we heard somebody on the street say that, we wouldn't have any problem with it. But a pastor, a man who's working, bringing the word, doing the will of God, and he's not supposed to have it. He is supposed to have the best, and so are you. We're supposed to be outstanding. Start thinking that I'm outstanding. I'm the head. The scripture says I'm the head and not the tail. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. So change your thinking. God gives us all things richly to enjoy. I was reading this morning in Haggai. It was talking about gold and all this great stuff in our homes. This house, present house, is going to be greater than the former house. In the name of Jesus. It's our time now to do this and have it, and know that we're supposed to have it. Know that you're supposed to have it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let's get excited about what God is doing, because he's doing some awesome things now, I'm telling you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. He wants you wealthy. You're his child. Suppose you had children and they were all miserable and had nothing. And you looked around and you saw, oh, my children, and you had everything. There you are with all this great stuff and your children living in poverty. How would you feel? And that's the same way God feels. And he has said it. We're not supposed to be like that. You're not supposed to live like that. You're supposed to have the best. Not the worst, the best. And that's where God wants you to have the best. So start thinking, start thinking, start thinking. I've just found it. Haggai chapter 2. I'll start in verse 20. The word of the Lord came to Haggai a second time on the 24th day of the month. Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers, horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord, this is the 23rd verse, on that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant, people of God. I put my name in there. And put your name in there, son of Albert and Larry, whatever your parents' name, declares the Lord. I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty. You're going to be awesome, precious, 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 precious. And he talks about the other verse where he talked about, and the house is going to be greater with the gold and the silver in that. I'm trying to see where that is now. But there's change coming. And up here where he's speaking on the overthrow, that's confirming the wealth of the riches. The wealth of the riches be laid up for the just. So you're going to have it. It's coming to us. Great and mighty things. So expect it. Expect it. All you have to do is just live a life. And if you haven't given your life unto the Lord mighty God and invited him in through his son Jesus, invite him into your life. Ask him to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you of all your unrighteousness. And watch what he's going to do for you. Watch what he will do in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. Okay. Haggai chapter 2, verse 6. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. Glory to God. Now, the first time that glory was mentioned in the Bible was Genesis 31:1. Genesis 31:1. And there's certain, depends on the interpretation. Glory to God. Here it is in this one. Genesis 31:1. Jacob heard that Laban's sons were saying, Jacob has taken everything our father owned and has gained all this wealth from what belonged to our father. The King James Version says glory. And this version, the NIV version, says wealth. And because that's what it was, wealth. All of his, all of Laban's things. It was wealth. So God is going to, we're going to have glorious houses. We're going to live a glorious life starting now through salvation. God is bringing it to pass in the name of Jesus. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Because this is our time, this is our season to walk in this thing. And stop going down looking and acting like you're with this poverty mentality. Get rid of that poverty mentality. Stop thinking that costs too much. No, it doesn't cost too much. If somebody, if a manufacturing company can make it, and people, other people are buying it, you can buy it and have it also. And that's what you're going to have to start thinking, because you're a child of the King. You're supposed to have the best. It's waiting for you. So now is the time for us to step up. Glory to God. And come in agreement. Stay in agreement. Glory, hallelujah. You need to know what God has for you and get it in your spirit. Okay, God, I've given my life to you. And now, Lord, I thank you that you said you will not withhold any good thing from me because I walk uprightly before you. Deuteronomy 28:13 says, now is the time for you to be the head and not the tail. Now is the time for you to walk in the wealth promised. Now is the time for you to bless, to be a blessing to others. Now is the time for you to lend to nations and not borrow. Now is the time for you to take pleasure in your prosperity. And now is the time for men to give into your bosom. Now, and that doesn't mean you're going to go around expecting everybody to give to you, because you're going to be a giver too. So step up. Get excited. Because God has done great things here on earth. In the name of Jesus. I want to end, Father, I just thank you and I praise you for your word. I thank you for the people who've heard your word. And I thank you that they're blessed and highly favored. I decree and declare it. The wealth and riches are in their homes, and as they've heard your word, God, I praise and thank you that they will receive it and walk in it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. And I want you to, I've now become a travel agent. So you can go to my site, go to my website. Glory to God. It's Ann, A-N-N-S-T-R-I-C-K-L-A-N-D dot P as in Peter, A-Y-C-A-T-I-O-N dot com. That's my website. Go there. If you're planning your vacations and everything, you get a discount, a discounted prices comparable to Priceline. So go there, Ann Strickland. A-N-N, S-T-R-I-C-K-L-A-N-D dot paycation dot com, and book your vacations, hotels, air, everything. You can book car rentals, all kinds of things. So, and you can compare it to other discounted places and see what you get. So I want you to go there and be blessed, be blessed, be blessed in Jesus' name. So I want to thank you for listening. I want to invite you to come to the Healing School of Financial Prosperity, 3751 Island Avenue, Philadelphia, at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. The classes are free, 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 free. And visit Walk in the Light, same address, Christian Center. We have services there, awesome services. The messages are great. Pastor Darian Thomas is the pastor. You need to be there and get under that anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.